Bikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Mi'ila Bavli Daf Chaf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hakoyne Shnei Elonis Besech Shel Chaveiroi Mevi Venekoyre. When he buys two trees in his friend's land, he brings and doesn't recite. But Meir Eimeh Mevi Venekoyre, but Meir says he brings and recites. Yovash Shse Ha'ilan O Nixas Ha'ilan Mevi Venekoyre. If the tree dried or was cut, he brings and does not recite. But Yudah Eimeh Mevi Venekoyre, but Yudah says he brings and recites. Minachag Bala Chanukah, maybe Venekaira, from Sukkot until Chanukah he brings and does not recite. The Vyudah Ben Deseira, Amen, maybe Venekaira, the Vyudah Ben Deseira says he brings and recites. The Gemara says, of Yosi Ben Chanina, by Kana Ilan Echad, Le Kana Kauka, Shnaim Le Kana Kauka, Echad in a Mevi, Kana Ika, Shnaim maybe Venekaira. The Gemara brings from of Yosi Ben Chanina a question. If one bought one tree, he did not acquire land. If he bought two, he did not acquire land. If one bought one, he does not bring the Bikurim at all. If he bought two, he brings and does not recite. Why is there a difference? Amr bin Amalei, Rav Elazar, Milin de Tzichin Rabbanon Beveif Vada Ad Shal. Rav Elazar said, matters that Rabbanon in the Beis Moshe were unsure about, you're asking me. Rav Yudah Ovad Esa'ilan Kekashin, Rav Yudah considered a tree like straw, something of little importance attached to the grain. The pears are due to primarily to the land, so if the tree was cut, he brings and recites. The Mishnah teaches in Masechet Brachos that if one blessed Bari Pri Adoma on tree fruits, he was Yotze. The Chizkiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, The Chizkiyah quoting Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha says that this is like Rabbi Yehuda, who considers a tree like straw, he attributes the Peiris to the land. Basically says it follows. Everyone, tree fruits are included in Peres Ha'aret, but Peres Ha'aret are not included in Peres Ha'ilan. Rebun Bachia by Kaimei Rebila. Mochalai Sadeh Bekamasa Halekech Moshi Aviv Mena Bikurim. Rebun Bar Kahana asked Rebila if one sold a field with its kama, which is its standing crop, may the buyer bring Bikurim from it? Amalei Lama Laishase. Rebila asked, why not? Akudain lacha afilo yevesha. Rabbi Bakahana asked, until now we discuss only moist, it still needs the ground. Is it even if it's dry? Amalei afilo yevesha, Rabbi Elazar says even if it's dry. And she says, ma'ata afilo kutsua afilo chitin. Well then, we ask, if so, even harvested grain, even wheat from which the chaff was removed. Kach anu imim halekech benashuk may be bikurim. And we answer that, do we say that one who buys from the market, he brings bikurim? It's only if he buys when it's attached. Pshita had a milsa, mocha le peiris, ashir le kalka, shisei halekech, ene mevi, shein le kalka, hamech ene yochalavi, shein le peiris. The following is obvious, that if one sold to him peiris and left land for himself, the buyer does not bring, because he does not have land, and the seller cannot bring, because he doesn't have peiris. Chazar elakom yirenu, nishmini menado, if the seller returned and bought the peiris from him, we learn from the following Mishnah. Nosana kodshim, hari elu matorim, yenois, if one gave to a zayna for her wage, kodshim, which is animal korbanos, they permitted to offer them wine, oil, fine flour, anything anything that's offered on the mizbeach, then it's forbidden. They should say, "V'tani Allah, ha'chile anovim ma'atori shoshibolim." It just says to talk about this. Anything like it is offered on the mizbeach includes clusters of grapes and sheaves of grain. He gave to her bikurim from these species offered on the mizbeach. Man and kaimer, what's the case? Im kashenosan la beesnena kach anu oimim halekech v'nashuk maybe bikurim. If he gave them to her for her esnan, her wage, and only due to this, she cannot bring them. Do we say that one who buys from the market, he brings bikurim? Elikin and kaimer, b'shahayu hagafonim b'shalah, v'machol epeiriseyim v'chazav nosnam la beednena. Rather, the case is that the vines were hers, and she sold to him their peiris, and he returned and gave them to her for her esnan, for her wages. Rupnesha haya esnan, hale haya esnan, you say mevia, hada amma chazav alakam mimenu, maybe. So we can infer that because it was an esnan, she cannot bring them, but if it was not an esnan, she would bring them. And this teacher, if the seller would return and bought them from him, then he brings. The Talmidim quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi said that if he separated Bikurim before Sukkos, and Sukkos passed before he bought them, he brings and does not recite. Yafrishim koydim l'chanukah va'avar lehim chanukah v'shitei yukavu l'achar chanukah l'kitchu. If he separated before Hanukkah and Hanukkah passed, they rot. If he separated after Hanukkah, they did not get Kedusha. But leisle, as you say, lechavraya hadar de Rabbi Zeira, shekola bikurim shenu yatura bikriya ena niturim ela bikriya. That's the Gesa. Do the Talmidim argue with Rabbi Zeira, who taught above that any bikurim that were properly to be permitted through reciting, they are permitted only through reciting? The answer is they hold, like him, the case is that he separated before Sukkos with intent to bring them after Sukkos, and therefore they were never proper for Kriya. We ask that from a Mishnah that we don't bring Bikurim from new Paris to exempt old, and not from old to new. Manankad, now what's the case? In the Peirus Sheviu Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, and the Peirus Sheviu Shlish La'acha Rosh Hashanah, perhaps he wanted to bring Peirus that Sheviu Shlish reached a third of their growth before Rosh Hashanah on Peirus that did that after Rosh Hashanah. And it refers to wheat and barley because Rosh Hashanah is the first of Tishrei, and their year of old or new depends on bringing a third. The Kenchele Sheviu Shlish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the Rabor Shle Hishrishu Koidem La'ime Ve'en Asurim Atu Yavai Ha'ime V'yitiron. And we reject that because since they didn't grow a third before Shoshana, clearly they didn't take root before the Omer. They are forbidden until the Omer will come and permit them. The Omer is in Nisan, which is after Hanukkah, and we say that one may not bring them. And Ankaimen, ki Ankaimen b'peiroi shechantu koidim tesvav v'shvat, apero shechantu l'acha tesvav v'shvat. The answer is rather that we discuss other peiros that had their budding before Tu B'Shvat on peiros that had their budding after Tu B'Shvat. Their Rosh Hashanah is Tu B'Shvat, and their year depends on the Chanotah, the budding. Maybe. So we can infer that he may not bring because it's new on old, but new on new he may bring. And we can assume that we're discussing here after Tu B'Shvat, which is after Chanukah. Chinna answered, he designated them on the tree in their time and brings them after Shavuos. It can even discuss wheat and barley.